My friend George came to me that morning, and in this beachcomber hat, he had flattened metal beer cans. Now, at the time, this was a joke to me. I thought my mind was playing tricks on me, of course. I thought that this was some type of, almost an hallucination, but it deepened. And then the telepathy started and the mind-to-mind communication came. The message that I got immediately was, hey, buddy, I'm fine. Relax about this. That was the impression. It wasn't those words, but it was that feeling. This information was given to me as a feeling and also as a symbolic visual image. These metal beer cans, by the way, George and I were avid beer drinkers. We were in the U.S. Army together. We went to Germany, Bavaria together. So it was kind of an appropriate symbol. However, there were four metal beer cans. They were all different types of metal. I could see that, you know, they glistened differently in the light. They looked, some were, you know, flat, some were shiny, etc. Now, here's what I finally realized that meant. Only when I really looked into the work of folks like Walter Cruttenden and the Binary Research Institute, for example, when I realized the four ages, the four major ages of this planet are represented by metals, by iron, by bronze, by silver, and by gold, I realized that I was being given some type of information that had to do with the zodiac, it had to do with the coming earth changes. I mean, all these things did not crystallize, so to speak, in my mind at that time. But as I unwound these little breadcrumbs that were dropped that particular morning, it just deepened. It's like near-death experiencers who come back, like my friend Mellon Thomas Benedict, who said, you know, he didn't have all this information immediately available to him, but over weeks, months, and probably years, the dots started to be connected, and then it just flows like fine wine, so to speak. I agree with that. That's exactly what happened to me. It was a very shocking experience. It was a very overwhelming emotional experience, but it had this information content to it. And so there's kind of the background. Now, this is interesting. If the four ages are metallic, and I just mentioned earlier that the zero-point energy is this liquid crystal plasma that has a metallic structure to it. And then we go to folks like Dr. Carl Jung, the great psychologist, who said that spirit or consciousness or space is more or equal to a metal than it is anything else. And when I came across that bit of wisdom from Dr. Jung, that really floored me. I just had never thought about the alchemical idea of metals being, you know, coming from space and then being cooked in the furnace of the sun. Of course, being a scientist, I started making these links, you know, but I said, well, this has got to be coincidence. This is just, I mean, these were primitives. They had no idea what they were talking about. I was very, very wrong about that, George.
They were way ahead of us even to this day, John.
And not only that, George, here's what I realized. That we, according to Michael Cremo, for example, who wrote a couple of wonderful books, Forbidden Archaeology and Human Devolution,
yep.
There is a brilliant individual, bar none. And what I learned from Michael Cremo by looking at his research was that he says, you know, we devolve from pure consciousness or spirit. Now, remember, we're talking, Carl Jung talks about this being a metallic substance. We talk, in fact, it's a liquid mercury. When I saw my friend George's body that morning, it was a crystal water, crystalline mercury-like look. It had a metallic look to it. I didn't understand that. I said, you know, I've heard of people coming, angels and light beings, and I've heard of those kind of things, but I never, ever would have thought in a million years that that my friend would have this metallic-like body. Well, anyway, it's very interesting that these four ages are metallic, and we're talking about going now, in fact, into the Silver Age, and you think about the silver light of the silvery moon tonight, for example. But these metaphors keep building like this, and these symbols keep unraveling for folks who really ponder them. And I feel very strongly now that this is where we're going. We're going to a telepathic society, and that this idea of trance being kind of the key that unlocks the door to the fifth dimension, to me, you know, is just a fact. You know, I can't say it any more humbler than that, because if you look at the trance phenomenon, whether it's levitation or clairvoyance or telepathy or self-healing, I've talked to folks who went into a trance and had a spontaneous remission from cancer, and so on and so forth. When you look at the literature and you collect it, as I did for about 15 years before I wrote really the book that is published now as Transformer Shamans of the 21st Century, you just come to this realization, it really impacts you that what our society has done is caused us to not be able to go into this unified mind state that the shamans call trance, or we call trance, and they just call reality. And, you know, Holger Kallweit, who's a German anthropologist, psychologist, he wrote a book called Shamans, Healers, and Medicine Men, and he said, trance is the true perception of mankind. And when I saw that, I said, what in the world is this, you know, good doctor talking about? Well, I come to realize again that I was wrong in my assumptions, because they were based on this space-time relativistic mm-hmm. science.